And that's another point I wanted to bring up to you guys. One of the things I had a problem with this movie was in the Lynch movie. This is a question I want to ask you both. Do you think if Paul Atreides and his family never went to Arrakis, would the Fremen have been able to defeat the Harkonnens without Paul and his mother and the Atreides family? Would they have been able to beat them? So now, my question is I feel
they weren't
like,
organized enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even though I don't know, I will say that there's so many of them. They survived that long. If Paul didn't make them feel that they could win, they wouldn't have their heads out. So I think they probably would be fine. I don't think it would have been this immediate battle. I think the supposed war that's coming wouldn't be happening. Because people could live under the radar for a long time. It's only when you stick your head out is when it gets chopped.
I feel like, because the Lynch movie, the one thing that the Lynch movie does that this series so far has not done is, I didn't feel that Denny's version showed that the Atreides is the reason why. There's not enough evidence in the first and second movie that doesn't tell me that the Fremen couldn't have just done this by themselves without the Atreides. In the Lynch movie, it's an added feature. It's not part of the books, but they have the sound technology in the
weirding modules.
The weirding modules.
I remember seeing it in the Lynch movie.
In the Lynch version, it's cool. That as well as there's a scene when Stilgar, because Jessica almost defeats him in a fight, and Stilgar says, "You must teach us." So it's a combination of the technology and the supposed Bene Gesserit fighting skill that is incorporated in the Fremen culture that allows them to be able to, in the leadership of Paul Atreides, that allows them to be able to rise up and defeat the Harkonnens and eventually take the emperorship. Denny's version, I never got the sense that Paul really does anything that lends me to believe they could have just did this themselves. They didn't need, I felt like he was missing something where they could have done something where they talk about the North versus the South, right? The South is these fanaticals. Denny missed the thing where he could have said the idea of unifying all these disparate tribes into one unified thing is the reason why in the past they were always oppressed. Like, that's what it was missing, where they could have just said like a couple of lines where, like, you know, why haven't you been able to, we have so many like Fremen, why couldn't you?
Because he said religion makes them complacent. That's what Chani said.
Oh, you mean like they're waiting, because they're waiting for someone to save them so that they,
yes,
they'll take this oppression.
Right.
Even though, like, from the final scene when they're literally, when you see the worms, sandworms, coming into the Harkonnen thing, where it's like, there's no way they're going to defeat. Once you see those worms, and it's just like, there's no way they have a shot against, like, and it's like, well, how many were, there weren't even that many. There's like maybe four worms.
Well, if the Lynch had the tuning thing, then this one had the arsenal. And so maybe they saw the arsenal and thought like, hey, this is the power that we can have. Because really that makes more sense than a tuning thing. Because really, if you got ships up there, that tuning thing ain't going to help you none. You really going to need that arsenal. And that was really kind of like the thing that the man brought to the people, the new technology that was going to make it even ground, you know, because really they know they can't fight against that kind of technology. And so, their way to survive is not to uprise. So do I think they would have lived longer? Yeah. And would they have been fighting them? Probably not, because they probably wouldn't have gotten away. They probably just would have been, you know, in the situation that they were in, but they would have been alive.